over the weekend. Both our South Australian teams took out the win in the AFL. Crows beat West Coast Eagles by 10 points, while Port Adelaide beat Carlton by 22 in their first win at the MCG. I'm joined now by our sports correspondent, Tom Edwards, to talk about this and other sporting news. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Great day for the South Australian football fan.
Absolutely. Now, starting with the Crows, they were having a bit of a bad run, particularly in the last few weeks. Has this game put them back to where they need to be?
Probably not, considering they've lost, I believe, either three or four matches in a row. But it was welcome news if you were a Crows fan, and they did beat West Coast 88-78 on Saturday night. Big Tex Walker, the Adelaide captain, was best of field. He kicked three goals and had a swagger of touches, but it really was a great game for the Crows, considering that they were trailing by as much as 20 points. So they got their mojo back, and they are now 11th on the ladder. That's all, of course, after reaching the grand final last year. So they're not doing as well as last year, but certainly better than losing.
Is this at least important psychologically for the team, just going into the rest of the season?
I think it is, and to be honest with you, any team or any coach will take a win, no matter how that comes about. So it is important for the Crows, and if they're going to get their mojo back, as I just said, we'll have to start on the weekend. And they did just that.
And speaking of psychological barriers, Port Adelaide won in their first MCG match of the year. So who are the key players for that game?
Well, for Port Adelaide, it really was the Chad Wingard show. He had 24 touches and a couple of goals, but also Robbie Gray. He was really good. He had three goals and around 15 touches also. So for them, kind of the opposite of the Crows, that's now their fourth win in a row. They moved up to fifth on the ladder behind the likes of Richmond, Collingwood, West Coast and Sydney. So going into the season, if you were a pundit, you would say that the Crows would be doing better than Port. But at this stage, Port are doing a lot better than their crosstown rivals. So some really good news if you're a Port fan.
And how are they looking heading towards the finals? Do they have a chance?
I think they have a chance to push it in the finals. Whether they can push it, though, against the top quality teams, the likes of Richmond and Sydney, that will be the challenge, because traditionally Port have fared very well against the lower half teams, but haven't been able to quite match it against those premiership favourites.
Now, moving from Aussie rules to the World Game, the World Cup is still underway. Can you give us a rundown of some of the key matches?
Yeah, well, over the weekend, it's really been a basket case of games. This year in the World Cup, we've seen traditional favourites like Portugal, Cristiano Ronaldo's Portugal, and even Argentina, who Lionel Messi plays for, being knocked out. Of course, Germany were ousted against South Korea, and some of the lesser-known teams like Mexico or even Russia last night. Russia defeated the Spanish team after a penalty shootout, who won all after full time. So some really upsets over in the World Cup, but I think that's also due to the fact that the traditional favourite teams aren't really as strong as what they once were, and countries around the world, particularly in the Asian countries like, for example, South Korea and Japan, are pumping lots of money into their soccer program. So it is an interesting time for world sport in soccer, but of course Australia lost to Peru over the weekend. Over last week, so the Aussies wouldn't make it out of this knockout stage. So bit of a disappointing result if you're an Australian fan, but if you're a soccer fan in general, there's some really, really exciting matches coming up, particularly with countries who are lesser known.
Sports correspondent Tom Edwards is with us. In Australian basketball, Aaron Baines has received a new $15 million contract with the Boston Celtics. Can you tell us a bit about this?
Yeah, not a bad little contract over 2 years. I would take $15 million for 2 years' work, that's for sure. But Aaron Baines is probably not a household name in Australia, nor in America, or really anywhere. But that's the power of sport in the North American market. The Australian basketballer plays with the Boston Celtics and, yeah, picks up a handy $15 million contract over 2 years. He is a good player, but that just goes to show that some of the money in international sport is really, really quite crazy. But good on him. I'm sure we'd all take it if we were in his situation.
Does that measure up? Is it a pretty significant paycheck for the NBA, or is it sort of a roundabout standard?
It's a roundabout standard. to be perfectly honest, but that just goes to show the craziness of it. Players like LeBron James and the like who would be on, including endorsements, somewhere perhaps in the vicinity of $50 million plus a year. And that really goes to show how crazy it just is. But like I said, if we were in his situation, we'd take it. Good on him. And I'm sure he's worked hard over his career to get to where he is.
Now, the Adelaide Thunderbirds have faced another loss to the Giants over the weekend. What's happened here?
Yeah, the T-Birds just weren't able to do it. They played in Canberra against the Giants, who are a Sydney team, and they lost 63-44 yesterday. Shimona Nelson scored 23 for the T-Birds, but it's now the Thunderbirds. They've just lost 21 games in a row, and I believe that's over consecutive seasons. So 21 games in a row, any time a team does that, no matter what sport it is, no matter what competition, they're not going to fare too well. And last week, we heard the news that their coach, Dan Ryan, was told that his contract would not be renewed at the season's end. So some really tough news for the Thunderbirds and for netball in general in Adelaide. But I'm sure they will bounce back. They have to. They have no other option. They've gone low enough. They can't keep digging. They have to pull themselves out. And the challenge is there for them.
Well, all we can do is hope. Tom, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much.
Sports correspondent Tom Edwards there, sharing all the latest news from the sporting world.